Where COVID-19 strikes, it reveals hard truths. In recent weeks, Latin America has become the center of the pandemic, responsible for over half of daily deaths. The region's acute health crisis is accompanied by an economic decline unrivaled in the developing world. The IMF forecasts that output in the region will shrink by 9.4% in 2020, more than three times the contraction of 3% projected for emerging economies as a whole. The economic and social devastation wreaked by the pandemic is all the more painful for coming on the heels of two underwhelming decades. Investors had waxed enthusiastic about Latin America's prospects during the great emerging market boom of the 2000s and the 2010s, only to be disappointed. The few gains that were made seem almost certain to be reversed. The economies of Latin America are far from homogeneous. Many share characteristics, however, that have conspired to make the region among the hardest hit in the world. In some places, lockdowns have been stringent. Peru, for example, took the extraordinary step of closing its mines, the foundation of its economy, contributing to the IMF's grim forecast of a decline in output of 14% this year. But big and dense cities with high rates of poverty and substantial segments of the population in informal work have limited the effectiveness of lockdowns. The large informal sector, together with weak state capacity, has also undermined the reach of government relief and exacerbated the economic collapse. Populist blowhards with little time for experts govern the region's biggest economies, compounding its problems. The bleakness of 2020 in Latin America also owes much to the condition of its economies before the coronavirus spread. Many limped into the new decade. Growth across the continent, even excluding Venezuela, whose economy collapsed catastrophically in recent years, was just 1.8% in 2018 and 0.8% in 2019. By the start of this year, Argentina and Mexico were already in recession. Many other countries were stagnating, including Brazil, which enjoyed only the briefest of respites after a serious political and economic crisis in 2015 and 2016. These woes fit a longer-running pattern of Latin America falling behind. The turn of the millennium marked the start of a great surge in the fortunes of the emerging world and a departure from the usual state of affairs in which poorer countries only rarely caught up to rich world incomes in sustained fashion. Trade grew explosively, commodity prices boomed, and the developing world asserted itself more confidently on the world stage. In the 2000s, real output per person across the emerging world, on a purchasing power parity basis, rose at an astonishing clip of 4.6% per year, or four times the pace achieved by rich economies. The great gaps in income between advanced countries and the rest that opened during the 20th century seemed destined to narrow and close in the 21st.